Jack pumped his cock all day long. He thought about the massive muscles, hairy, heaving chests, and plump pricks on all the hot men in the village. He squeezed load after load of his cum into jars. Ben hauled the fresh batches to the marketplace in the village square. He sold out of his supply every day. The dirty old men couldn't get enough of the tasty jism. The baker used it in recipes as a secret sauce. The pub owner added Jack's man juices to coffee as a special creamer. Many men simply shoveled it into their mouths like a teaspoon of honey or jam. "I'm using Jack's splooge as shaving cream," the barber told Ben when he paid for his latest jar. "My customers say their skin has never been so soft."
"We shine our boots with it," the soldier informed Ben when he picked up his supply.
A rare female customer who worked as a washerwoman purchased her jar and confided that there was nothing like a twink's cum to add into her laundry bucket to brighten linens. Then, one day, the unthinkable happened. Jack's cock ran dry. "Don't worry, it's just a temporary thing, like when you dry hump someone," Ben suggested. However, it wasn't temporary.